I don't know if you guys have ever felt this way, but about a year ago, I felt stuck. I felt like there was an invisible string holding me back. I literally felt like someone had their thumb over me and was like, you can't get up, you can't get up, you can't get up. Like, no matter what I did, how hard I tried, how long I worked, how many hours I worked, like, there was no progress.
Welcome to the Butterfly Season podcast, where we find the beauty in the cocoon season. You know, the season we have to go through before we live life fully in our butterfly season. My name is Aisha Marshall, and I know a thing or two about cocoon seasons. Here's the thing. On paper, I had everything I ever wanted. Great life, thriving business, Forbes 30 under 30, on the cover of magazines. And at the peak of it all, something didn't feel right. So I chose to literally burn it all to the ground. Cue my cocoon season. I thought burning it to the ground would solve all of my problems. Turns out that was just the beginning. Cocoon season is where our wings are formed, in the chaos, challenging it, overcoming it, reimagining what life may look like. And one of the biggest lessons was, the growing doesn't stop. Through the stories of others, experts in different modalities, get ready for the metamorphosis, because once you're strong enough to burst out of the cocoon, imagine how beautiful your wings will be.
Welcome back, guys, to the Butterfly Season podcast. I am your host, Aisha Marshall, and I am so excited to be back, especially on video. I feel like it's been so long since you guys have been able to see my face, so I'm glad that we're here today. What we're going to get into is the Butterfly Season Transformation Journal, and if you haven't seen it or haven't heard about it, the link will be in the show notes or in the bio or wherever you're at watching or listening to this, but the Butterfly Season Transformation Journal is something that I created to help move you from a cocoon season where, like, a bunch of things keep happening to you over and over and over again, and then out into a butterfly season where you removed the shackles that are holding you back or keeping you stuck. I want to dive into why I created the journal. So I was in my self-development journey. I was literally like opening up my laptop, had just finished crying, was like diving into a therapy session with my therapist, and I was ready to give up. I felt like I had been doing the inner work for a year, and I was doing that inner work because I felt like, you know, if I did the inner work, then my reality would change around me and I would start to like live the life that I wanted to live. I feel like my intentions would begin to match the outcomes. And I was ready to quit. I was ready to tell her, look, you know, I don't know if this is going to work anymore. And it was in that moment that I was like, I need to actually ask myself some really deep heart questions. Like, I needed to dig inside of my heart to find the question within that was like, why did I have these great intentions? Why was I doing this hard work, but like the outcomes didn't match? Or, you know, it was easier when I was unaware of myself or shortcomings or things that I needed to work on. It was easier to live life that way than to live life with a sense of awareness as you're doing like the inner work. And I felt like, well, if we're weighing the pros and cons of the two, I might as well go back to being unaware because it was easier at that point. I didn't feel so much pain as I was going through life and noticing how I was going into old patterns or old habits or doing things that weren't in alignment with the person I was or the person that I wanted to be. And it was in that moment that I realized, okay, like, let me just get clear and let's figure this out. I don't know if you guys have ever felt this way, but about a year ago, I felt stuck. I felt like there was an invisible string holding me back. I literally felt like someone had their thumb over me and was like, you can't get up, you can't get up, you can't get up. Like, no matter what I did, how hard I tried, how long I worked, how many hours I worked, like, there was no progress. And in tandem with that, I was doing a lot of inner work and self-discovery, and I felt like life was actually easier when I didn't have the awareness about myself and was putting a lot of hard work in. I was constantly asking myself questions like, why is this happening to me? And why do I keep meeting the same type of person over and over again and having the same type of fallouts? Or, you know, why do I end up having the same clients over and over and over again? It's like they're packaged in different people. Doesn't matter their race, sex, gender, whatever. But like their personalities are exactly the same and I'm unhappy with it. And I realized that I needed to do some deep exploration in my heart to figure out why, despite my hard work, despite my effort, despite all of the intentions that I had, despite setting goals and manifesting and all of the things, despite doing that, meditating, despite it all, my reality still wasn't changing. It was in the realization with those heart work questions that I realized that I was actually the one that was holding myself back. I was the thumb that, despite knowing that I would implore different type of coping mechanisms or knowing that I would do things to create a perceived sense of safety to make myself feel safe, despite knowing those things, I wasn't actually taking different action to change the outcome. And so I had this knowing from the inner work, but I was still doing the same things. And so I was getting the same outcome. And the digging in my heart and asking myself those questions, or what I call heart work questions, it was that my actions need to match my knowing. And in that realization, I was able to change my life. And I know now that we're all just one heart work question away from transforming your life. In this transformation journal, we have 13 exercises. They're all designed to compound on one another because they're taking you from a caterpillar season through a cocoon season and into what a butterfly season will look like, with the heart work, the deep questions that take you inward, show you about yourself, show you why these things keep happening to you, and what are the actionable steps to get you out of those patterns, to free yourself into actually living the life that you want, that you can have. You can have your intentions match your outcomes. You can have your understanding of yourself and the knowing of yourself not be the thing that's keeping you stuck in a loop. And so that's what heart work is. And that's exactly why I created the Butterfly Season Transformation Journal. I know what it's like to be in the cocoon. I know what it's like to have financial situations continue to repeat themselves. It's like year after year, you're like, oh, I've been here before, where I'm not happy with what's happening. Or we've all had the friend that dates the same guy over and over, but it's not actually the same guy. It's like a guy that's packaged up differently, but the exact same behaviors, the exact same fallouts, and the exact same circumstances. Like, I know what it's like to feel like, why can I get off this loop? Am I being punked? Is this a continuous rerun? Will my life always be this tumultuous time and time again in these patterns that I'm like, I've been here before, and I don't realize that I'm here until it's the biggest dramatic, like, volcano erupting point? Like, that's cocoon season. I know what that's like. I know how difficult it is to be in. And I know how debilitating it is on the other side when you finally realize, oh shit, I did it again. This journal will help you not only understand why you do it, what the driver is, what the fear is, what type of coping mechanism you activate to create the same exact repeated pattern. We will address all of that in the heart work, but it's going to give you the tools to foreshadow before you take the action to create the same circumstance. It's going to give you the tool to choose a different pattern or a different outcome, a different action to create a different outcome so that you're not repeating the same pattern. That's what this journal will do for you. I want to give some insight on the seasons of life. We've talked about caterpillar season, cocoon season, and butterfly season. And a lot of people have came to me and said, I just want to live a butterfly season. I'm in a cocoon season. And while that can be true in relationship or finance or friendship or your inner work, you can be in a cocoon season, but it is possible to have dual seasons. You can be in a butterfly season financially, but in a cocoon season with your interpersonal relationships. And that's okay. That is the cycle of life. And that will constantly be the cycle of the life of your life. And the reason why I say this is because this journal is going to be your companion to help you through those cycles of life. So you will always want to use this tool to help you get outside of yourself, to free yourself from yourself and make lasting change and continue to make lasting change in your life. I want to talk to you guys a little bit about the transformation I've had by doing the heart work, the same heart work that's in this journal. And some of you may or may not know, but I've been married for 7 years. I've been with my husband for 11 years. And, you know, after marriage, people talk about kids and having children. And it wasn't that I didn't want to have kids, but I felt like a resistance around it. I could never actually envision myself with, like, being pregnant or carrying a newborn baby and, like, doing the things. But I could see, like, me with a toddler or like someone that was like self-sufficient, right? I could see those things. But when it came to the process of getting that, I had resistance around it. I was like, well, you know, I'm trying to build my business and I'm trying to do all these things, but I'm like, I'm always going to be trying to do that. Like, that's not actually an excuse. And where the heart work questions met me at was, what was I actually feeling? Where were those feelings coming from? And where did they stem from? Where might have I felt this way before? Typically, when you have, you know, behaviors in time, if you can trace back the first time you've ever had that feeling or instance or behavior or employed that action or coping mechanism, that can kind of paint a scene for you as to what you're doing and why you're doing it. And so with these heart work questions, I realized that it wasn't that I didn't want to have children. It was that the feeling of adding somebody else, a third party, to the situation made me feel like I would be loved less. And where the heart work met me at as well, right? Like I talked to you about in the journal, it's these compounded questions that build up like a comprehensive scene for you so you can understand while also giving you the tools to free yourself. So what I realized was like, okay, I feel like I'm going to be loved less. Well, where is that feeling coming from? The feeling was coming from as a little girl, my mom was a single mom, and I felt like when she had a boyfriend, I had to take a back seat. Like quite literally though, like I would sit shotgun in the car with my mom and we'd be driving places, but whenever the boyfriend was around, you gotta go to the back seat. And I get that, right? Like now as an adult, like if my husband and I have kids, like get in the back seat. I'm not gonna sit in the back seat so you can sit in the front. But what I made that mean at that time as a little girl was, oh, when there's three people, I'm the odd man out. And so I constantly, those feelings constantly get activated in me whenever there's three people, friendships, business partnerships, relationships. So why would it be any different when we talk about adding a third party to our marriage, which is a child, which isn't even really like a third party. Like third party sounds like adding another sexual partner to the situation. This is a child that's coming from love and a union. Like we love each other. We want to be able to procreate and like raise amazing children that'll change the world. And so you can see where that pattern is coming from. And so constant reoccurring things that were happening were these constant conversations around when are we going to start trying or when are we going to have kids or are you going to ever get off birth control or are we going to like, what is the plan? If we're thinking in decades, it's like we have no plan for the plan to have children. And so that's where the heart work took me, was exploring that, like, I call it like a villain origin story. The first time it happened is usually that same pattern that you repeat over and over and over again. That's just how the brain works. And so it wasn't until I addressed that fear that when I add a third party, I won't be loved less. It wasn't until I realized that the need that I really wanted at that time was love and that I'm the only person that can meet that need for myself. Then I can give love to others, but I first need to love myself first and know that I'm safe, I'm okay, and I'm loved with a third party in this situation, which would be a child, right? And so that's the transformation that this journal brought me. And while that's a micro of an issue, it doesn't matter what issues you have. So long as you can understand that there's been some resistance in anything in your life, or there's an issue that, you know, lives rent-free in the back of your mind, you don't know why it happened, or you don't know why you did what you did, the journal will meet you where you're at. And it'll take you gently through to your villain origin story, to the first inception point, so that we can identify what's your unmet need, what's your driver, what's the fear behind it, what coping mechanism do you do? And when we can address all four of those things, we can change, we can choose now to change. Anytime we're in that situation again, you don't have to feel those feelings anymore because you're here, you're safe, you're in your body, and you can do the things to free yourself from yourself. And so now, you know, I talked about it with kids, but it comes up anytime there's three people around. And if I start to feel that feeling again, then I can be like, okay, you're okay. We've practiced this. We've done the heart work. We've done the practicing and the tools and the inner work to change our reality. I'm equipped now to have my intention of wanting a family match my outcome of actually having a family. So if you haven't purchased the journal yet, the link to the journal is in the show notes. If you just type in BSZN, BSZN, on your order. When you check out, you'll get 10% off your journal. But I want to give a sense of caution as you approach your heart work. Take it as slow as you need to go, right? Part of this process is like a ripening of you. It's an initiation, it's a transition, whatever you want to call it. It's your cocoon season. Part of this process is feeling the feelings that are coming up, is dealing with them and not trying to bypass it quickly. That's not how we learn. It's not how we learn, and it's not how we create sustainable change. All in all, you guys, the cycles don't have to repeat. They really don't. But they only stop repeating when we choose ourselves. So let this journal be a tool for you to choose yourself.
Can I just say thank you so much for being here? It means the world to me that we're growing together. So if there's someone that you thought of while listening, please share it with them too. And when you share it, let them know that they're not on this journey alone. But also, if you just love this episode, take a screenshot, share it on Instagram, and tag me at Aisha so I can thank you for hanging with me on this journey. Oh, and one more thing. Don't forget to rate and write a review with your favorite takeaway so this podcast can be shared with more people. And before I go, I want to thank you again for being here.